2G. How you doing, Rusty?
Still trying to recover from the weekend. I'm tired still.
Like it. Chad's sounding better. He ran the net last night. Boy, he's had a rough time with them shingles, you know, and... Oh, hope you don't have anything bad.
The 12 hours, about 12 or 13 hours I worked at the Artosphere this weekend and then singing Sunday afternoon along with the 12 volunteer hours that I put in, so... Excuse me. Just all of it catching up with me at my age.
Do it the Artosphere.
Volunteers every year to help with the event. There are a lot of nonprofit organizations that volunteer. And what they do is they get money that comes into the thing that they take that all the volunteers that work for the nonprofit organizations, add all the hours up, divide that into the money that goes into the pot, and then each organization gets money according to the total number of hours they work. So, you know, and that's what we do. We've been volunteering for Artosphere for about 11 or 12 years, something like that now. And it helps us get money in to go with our youth and harmony music programs.
Well, that's outstanding, Rusty. Yeah, that'd wear you out, I'll tell you for sure. Oh, we didn't go down there. I like to see it, but it's just I don't like crowds anymore. You just never know what you're going to run into, and, you know, you got to walk quite a ways, and I can't do that, so that makes it a little bit more difficult for us elderly folks.
Again, you park at one end of the place, which is where I had to park up at University, University Square up there, University Ridge, which is the county's office building, and then walk from there to where you check in, which is about halfway down. And then for the first 2 days, Friday and Saturday, I had to walk all the way back up to where the Peace Center is, because that's where it starts up that way, or up a little bit beyond there. And that's where I was working. I was working as a cashier ID checker at the selling wristbands and beers at the craft beer thing for Thursday and Friday, 4 hours Thursday and about 5 hours on Friday, and from 10:30 to 2:30 on Friday, from 12:30 to 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then Sunday they moved me down a little bit closer to the halfway point. I still worked at a booth where they were selling wristbands and wine in this case, and that was 4 hours there from like 10 o'clock to 2:30. So. You know, and then I had to sing for an hour and a half on Sunday afternoon. So that's pretty much was my weekend.
You had it rough. Was you standing up when you were selling those tickets, or could you sit?
I stood up because that way I wasn't staring into the sun. The tent was enough that when I was standing up, the sun was above my face. But if I sat down, I was staring right into that sun. Would have been staring right into that sun. But, you know, it wasn't so bad and all. It just, and then, of course, the walk back after I got through, because I had probably, you know, they said my device that tracks my walking says I walked about 7 or 8 miles over the weekend doing that, you know.
Well, see, that's good for you. We're not far from Pleasantburg Drive. I guess you're not mobile. But you know how that gets up here for the shadow of Ferris Mountain, Rusty. We're headed over on the west side of town for now.
Careful out there. Now, I had to run out at middle of the day yesterday for a couple of places, got that done and come back. And then I've been cleaning up around the house today, so that's what I've been doing so far this morning. I'll go out and pick me up some lunch here in a little bit. I'm not sure what I'm going to have. And then I'll decide what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. And just kind of taking it easy, so to speak. And don't really have anything I have to do. So, you know, that's the way that goes. And anyway, just thought I'd holler back at you because I heard you in there. And you take it easy, and you and Bernice be safe out there on the road, and I'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Yeah, he was breaking up pretty bad then. We're almost to Pleasant Bird Drive, and that's not unusual over here by Ollie's. If you know where that's at, or Legal's on the way to Hampton, so catch you down the line maybe in a little while. W2T and 0TR. Take her easy, bud.